It's been a long time. Welcome back here at Amsterdam FM.
Dank u wel.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
You speak a little bit of Dutch.
That's the extent of it. Then, alsjeblieft. No, that's about it. Yeah.
That's about it. It's a start. I like that. How many times have you been to Holland now?
This is my fifth visit with Music Makes Me Happy, who is a little group, Miriam Hendricks and a guy named Vim, who they set up gigs, house concerts, and sometimes big shows at bigger clubs and stuff. But they've hosted me. This is the fifth time that they've hosted me.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Yeah, they do a great job, yeah.
I saw a picture from you on Facebook that you were like back in Amsterdam with the kennels.
Yeah.
Is that one of the things you like from Holland?
Yeah, you know, I went for a boat ride the other day, and I can't believe that it's taken me, five trips to Amsterdam to go for a boat ride. It was fantastic, actually. Now I want to find a way to get a boat here and keep a boat here. Not a very big boat, a small boat.
Well, if somebody's listening, maybe you can share our boats.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dutch, huh?
I'd be willing to share a boat.
Hey, for the people who don't know you or don't really remember the talk you had a few years ago with my colleague Tamar, who are you and where are you coming from?
I'm an American singer-songwriter. I live... now I live in one of the smallest states, the state of Vermont, which is the northeast, right near Canada. Prior to living in Vermont, I lived in Los Angeles for 9 years, and that's kind of where I started writing music and playing music in front of people in earnest, and kind of built up a nice family of colleagues, of people who did the same thing, and got my first little... dose of touring around the U.S. And I first came over to Europe just to kind of have a look around and have a visit, and found that I had a couple small pockets of friends and fans over here that offered to book shows in all kinds of different places, from house concerts to larger clubs and theaters. And it's always kind of been a joy to come over. I always find myself playing in new places and meeting new faces, and so I keep coming back.
And where have you been the last days? Because you already gave a few concerts in Holland.
Yeah, and probably the last places you would expect, actually. Wednesday, I was in Deventer, and a really cool bar called Burger Weisshaus. And then last night I was down in Eichelshofen, which is way down in the south.
I don't even
right
know
on the German. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. It's a tiny. There's more people out sitting in the patio of this library than there are in Eichelshofen.
We played
a little house concert down there. Yeah, it was great. It was really nice. And sometimes, people ask me, why do you do so many house concerts? But they're a great experience. First and foremost, it's a more intimate experience, I think. Than the average club show, although I try to achieve the same kind of level of intimacy in a club show. But I find that the people who attend a house concert, they tend to stay in contact forever, because there's no sound system, there's no filter, and it's very up close and personal. And second, financially, it actually works out to be very similar to playing a club show, because there's no overhead. And a few years ago, when we played Bitterzoot, and 250 people showed up for that, I looked out and saw a lot of faces that I recognized from some of the house concerts that we had played in the past. So
yeah, you have a very loyal fan base.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so. Probably because of that. Probably from a lot of it comes from the fact that I've had direct interaction with so many people.
Yeah, interaction is also in your music, I think.
Thanks.
Can you tell me something about the subject of your songs? What is the thing which inspires you?
Cover that runs the full gamut. The song that I just played was actually a song written from the perspective of the girlfriend of this notorious American serial killer, Charles Starkweather. And I was trying to write it from the perspective that she was actually a hostage more than she was an accomplice, and she was being, kind of manipulated. But, certainly a lot of, there's plenty of perspective and reflection on the the relationships and interactions of people of all kinds. I don't know. I try to keep it interesting. Sometimes it's just a thought or an idea that creeps in, and you kind of meditate on that one idea and kind of go with it. And that can turn into a song. It can turn into an entire album. My last album, Letters from the Lost, which came out last year, largely was exactly what the title suggests, but from a variety of perspectives of the one who is lost, and the one who has lost something, and kind of the process of being found or finding your way back to to home. So it changes every time, and I try to find new ground. If I wrote about the same thing all the time, I think that'd get pretty boring for everybody involved.
Yeah, but I love the title, Letters of the Lost. It's one of the most beautiful titles of an album you can give,
I think. Thank you.
So it's good to hear that also the songs are part of that story, that theme. How many albums... that's not a good question. How long are you already a musician? Because you made a lot of albums already.
Well, I was kind of a part-time musician for a few years prior to really starting to make records on any kind of regular basis. The first full-length record that I made was came out in 2002, and so I would say in earnest I've been a musician for 12 years. But I spent those next 2 years from 2002 to 2004. For the most part, I was a surf bum and a part-time waiter. You know, I wasn't in any hurry to change. I liked my life in that,
the romantic way of living.
It was nice.
Do what you like most.
It was very simple, and I surfed, three or four days a week. And then I realized I wasn't getting any younger, and what would really fill me up and make me happy is making records that I'm proud of. So I started trying to do that. Still trying to do that.
And it worked out. It worked out. Final question, because I want to listen to you more than just talk to you. I would have loved to talk longer to you, but
that's okay.
We're close up to the news. Can you please tell me what was the thing, the music, where you listened to when you were young?
Well, I listened to a lot of the Grateful Dead, believe it or not. I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and Cat Stevens and quite a bit of The Band. That's Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm. And a little bit of soul, like Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, and actually a good bit of jazz. In high school, I studied jazz and was, transcribing the solos of Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. So I think, even though I haven't played that music and it's not in my regular rotation of music that I listen to now, I think it kind of informed the way I approach melodies, even if only on a subconscious level. But groups like The Band and The Grateful Dead and Dylan are probably like the three most obvious influences in the music that I, write and play.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here. Can you please tell us at last which song you are playing?
Sure. Can I give a shameless plug to the show that we're playing?
No, I will do that for you in Dutch.
Oh, yeah, that's better. It's the 14th.
It's Sunday.
I saw in the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play, I think, another new song. I think I'm going to play a song called Can't Get Enough.
Can't Get Enough.
Thank you so much.
Jay Nash, he was walking back to his guitar. That's when I turn back to Dutch. Jay Nash, aankomende zondag 8 uur in de Sugar Factory. Zorg dat je erbij bent, want hij komt wel vaker terug naar Nederland dankzij Music Makes Me Happy. Maar dan nog steeds, het is wel echt heel erg fijn om hem live te zien in een heel concert. Hij speelt nu nog één nummer voor jou en ik neem alvast afscheid van je. Jay Nash.
Thanks, Amber.